Mr. Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
Wave FM's Jay Straney and now Damien Leith.
Hey, welcome along. Monday, shit weather right across the Illawarra, but welcome along to the podcast. This would remind you much of Ireland, wouldn't it?
I like it a lot, Norm. Yeah, I'm loving a little bit of rain. I've just come from up in the Hunter Valley where we weren't getting much rain at all.
Have you just come from the Upper Hunter?
You know I have.
Have you? Wow.
How far?
I've heard about
so
that.
So you were in... How far away were you from a winery?
I was very close to a winery. Yeah. All I had to do was go to the cupboard, and I tell you, it was stocked. I had plenty in there.
Yeah,
now, I was about half an hour away.
Yeah, because most of the good wineries in Cessnock, yeah,
that's
up
right.
around that region. So it's still a fair way from Scone. I mean, it's not like you can walk there.
Okay, wasn't
it? Great to be able to walk there.
Man, I would totally. I'll be pitching up a tent on some McWiggins. Yes. I'm pitching a tent. This is where I'm going to live.
It's amazing though, the vineyards there in the Hunter Valley. But it's all to do with your taste too. I mean, like I still like the sparkling from silos there at Berry. But there's a beautiful one, Cricket Pitch. Have you ever been there?
Yes, I like
that. How good is that?
I don't remember. Last time I went to the Hunter Valley, we did a girls' weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
I ended up signing up to all these wine clubs. Spent a grand.
You get trash on it, don't you?
You do.
You get on the bus, you do the wine test, and you're drinking it all the whole way along.
Do you use the spittoon? Anybody who uses a spittoon at a vineyard is a dickhead.
There's no way.
Drink it, for God's sake.
The spittoon's like you spit into.
Here you go, have a little sip. I can taste the berries. I can taste the passion fruit. Bullshit. You can taste alcohol and then you spit it out.
Even if it's bad, I'm still drinking it because
exactly.
That's a waste. Yes. What, waste of good alcohol.
You've given me vinegar? I'll just drink that one.
You're an alcoholic? I'll drink it.
Could you imagine being the last vineyard that Jade goes to on the day after
Jade would be like, just give me the spittoon. I'll drink it.
I'll take it all. I'll take that home with me. How did you know? Like, honestly, I had to go back through every winery.
Spittoon me.
It's not very far from the truth. But after our girls' trip away, I had to get the itinerary of one of my girlfriends and go back through every winery to ring up to see whether I'd signed up for their wine thing.
How funny is that?
And I mixed one. Oh, I can't even talk.
I sound like one.
I sound like I've been drinking.
On the piss now.
I've been drinking out of the spittoon this morning.
So you missed one, and they just kept sending you cases and cases.
$400 came out of a credit card at Milko.
Yeah. Don't you get a surprise?
What, did you just buy a case of wine? I'm like, no.
No.
I said, well, somebody's taking the money. I went,
But don't worry, I'll tell you what. Milko had a great time with that $400 purchase. He complained about the amount,
and
but then he was like,
off.
This is awesome. What was that one again? Hey, we had a big show. It's a Monday. We can't remember. This is the podcast. Have a listen to what went on. And Mrs. Leith, hope you're having a good one.
My hubby's picked up his own new hobby.
He
went to the hardware store the other day. He's like, I'm just going to go get some screws. And he came back with, like, a full greenhouse. All the soil, all the seeds. And we're talking, like, a full green. He set it up around the side of Mama Jude's house. I'm like, what are you... He's just kept pulling out boxes and boxes of stuff. I'm like...
Classic Milko purchase. Yeah. I need a couple of screws, come back with a greenhouse.
What is he doing? What's going on here?
Well, he's decided that he's going to become a gardener. He's going to become a permaculturist. He's going to grow things from scratch. He's got all these... And he had all these random seeds and he goes, look, not 100% my fault. Arwen, the three-year-old, got a bit excited and just started picking out every seed that she could find. He's like, spending 2 hours putting them back on us, bought them all.
Did you just say... But Arwen's three. Okay.
Well, that's right.
You're the adult in this situation.
Exactly. Arwen did not pick up that greenhouse by herself.
No.
Put it in the trolley.
She did not.
So he spent all weekend getting his seeds and putting in his little plants, and he spent hours doing it. And then yesterday he said to me, I had a look at my plants this morning. I'm not happy.
Oh.
Why, what's happened? I think there's some snails attacking my plants.
Bloody snails!
He goes, I haven't even had them for a weekend and these snails are coming in and they are attacking my plants. So I've been researching it.
Oh, God.
The best time to get them is at night.
Oh, no. All right.
So I'm going to have to do a snail watch.
Oh,
geez. And I was like...
This is just getting worse.
Good on you, sweetie. Yeah, whatever. Snail watch. Just, I don't know, put out some pellets. Kill them.
Yeah.
Whatever you need to do. Come 8:30... Miner's lamp goes on.
No.
Oh, my God,
out
no.
Out of the sun.
Jeez.
He's got on his dryer bone, his miner's lamp, and he was out there for half an hour and he came back in. He goes, I got him. I got him. He goes, there were heaps out there, so I got him. And he's going, I'll take them off all the plants and I'll put them in a bucket next door and I'm going to take them up to my mate's house, feed them to the chickens because I don't want them to just die in vain. And he said, and I think I've got them now. And I'm like, you know what, though? I'm going to have to deter future snails. So I've done a little bit more research.
Oh, all right.
And there's a guy who's actually made electric fences that shock snails. He goes, they're powered with 9-volt batteries, so the kids won't get hurt, but it'll stop the snails from coming in and eating my plants.
Electric fences for snails. I mean, all they needed was just a man standing there with a French accent. Oh, otherwise, I'd cook you for my dinner.
That's true. And I've come to a conclusion now.
Yeah, what's that?
My husband needs to get out more. Will one of you two please take him out of the house?
He's gone mad.
He's gone crazy.
He's gone mad.
He's the crazy snail man of Jamboree.
Your husband's an idiot.
Thanks to Wollongong Master.
Jaden Straney, now with Damien Lee.
Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.
Huge conspiracy theory has reared its head. Not for the first time.
No.
Melania Trump.
Oh, yeah.
The first lady.
She's fake.
What do you mean she's fake?
Not that she's had a lot of plastic surgery done or Botox,
that's
which I think maybe has happened once or twice.
That's all right.
But that they've been using a body double for public appearances.
What? Wow.
So there's a photo that surfaced last week, last week, and it was Melania and Donald Trump. They were bought in Marine One at the White House in Washington. Mm. And people are like, hang on a minute. That doesn't look like Melania. So, of course, all these people have jumped online and all these conspiracy theories have popped up. To say, we think that there's a body double. They're not actually using the real Melania. I've put up some pictures of the celeb buzz.
Yeah, yeah.
At wavefm.com.
Right, let's have a look at them.
Right, have a look at the difference in these pictures. So you'll see the picture of her over the weekend.
Yep.
Doesn't even look like it, like a different type of nose.
Looks more like Adele.
She actually does look like Adele.
Look at that. Adele. Look at the difference. The nose is different. She's got a different smile. And
it's a different angle, though, guys. Now, wait a minute.
That one there from the weekend is 20 years younger than the real Melania Trump.
Yeah, but you know what? There's all sorts of creams that people can put on now.
Creams.
Oh, please. No, there is. Have you heard of this thing called Oil of Ule?
You idiot. All right, we'll have a look at this one then. Look at this one. So do you remember that classic pose of Melania in that blue suit? She had the blue jacket. Now, there's one here, but I think they might be at a funeral or something, Jade.
Yeah.
What have you posted there, like a funeral pic?
Yeah, I don't know. It was somebody else who did the hard work, but they got all these pictures.
That's
like,
not the same Melania, Damien.
Again, I kind of disagree with you here on Australia. I'm looking at two pictures here.
Yep.
Donald with Melania, Donald with Melania.
No, it's Donald with somebody else and Donald with Melania.
No, it's the angle of the picture is making it look different.
Have a look at the images right now. As Jade said, it's all on the Celeb Buzz page at wavefm.com.au.
Yeah, I'm not convinced, guys.
Let us know, Illawarra. Is it Melania or is it somebody else?
So there's a lot of people that are in your camp, Damien, that aren't necessarily convinced. Mm. So we thought we'd go the next step.
Yep.
All right.
And we ended up getting some audio excerpts of Melania. Mm-hmm. So here's one from the presidential campaign.
Okay.
Where my husband accepted the Republican nomination and then became our 45th president of the United States.
That's Melania, right? Yeah, that's Melania.
That's Melania.
A 40, what?
45th.
She said he became the...
And then became our 45th.
She wasn't quite sure whether it was 43rd, 44th, or 45th.
She thought she'd do a hybrid.
Yeah. Hold on, Melania. So that's how you can tell it's the real Melania.
That's the real Melania. And then, of course, from this latest pick over the weekend, we got a little bit of audio from that as well.
Hello, I'm Melania Trump. It's so wonderful to be here today. Thank you, everybody, for accepting me.
So it's really hard to tell the difference.
They're so similar.
Only her mother could tell them apart, I'm sure. But
yes, because Donald certainly can't.
I don't think he cares. One hot chick replaced by another hot chick.
Yes.
You both look good to me.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Wave FM's Jay, Straney, and now Damien Leith.
Jade, what do you like when it comes to fishing?
Not that great. I was part of the fishing club when I was like 9.
When you were 9?
Yeah, I had one season.
I don't know if that really counts now.
No, it doesn't. It was one season. Because I quickly discovered I didn't like hooking the bait on and I didn't like taking the fish off. So anything that had to do with directly fishing, I wasn't a fan of. So I retired when I was 9 as well.
So why? Did you go fishing on the weekend?
I went fishing. Yes, I did.
Was this your maiden voyage or are you quite a fisherman? Like, are you a Rex Hunt? Irish version?
No, I am not. No? I am a beginner fisherman, but I went out with my mate.
mate Eric, who's the guitarist in my band.
I met him on the weekend, yeah. He was down for the weekend.
And my son Jarvis.
Okay.
We went down, we found a fishing spot down by North Beach. So the city beach. So we
City Beach or North Beach?
Mm. Well,
like just in the harbour?
The North Beach, yeah. The right there by the second lighthouse, the old lighthouse.
Wait, hang on. Near the breakwall.
Like in the pier. The pier.
Next to the Continental Pools.
Yeah, there.
Anyway, you went fishing somewhere in Belmore Basin.
Where there is no fish.
North Beach.
You went there where there was no fish. Nice work.
That's actually not true. That is not true. All right.
How did you know there were fish there? Could your guitarist fish, or were there other fishermen there and you thought, you know what, this looks like a hot spot?
It's in my blood. I could sense.
Oh, right.
I could sense. I got a tingling in my ear. Okay. You know, that was it.
So how did it go then? Did your tingle pay off?
Well, the tingle paid off.
Oh,
you
really?
Bet it did. Yes, it did. Mm. Went down there. Had prawns for bait.
Good bait.
We know fish love prawns.
Yeah,
everyone loves prawns.
That's right. You went the top shelf for your bait.
Yeah, that's the way we work. Okay. Went down there. It was a bit wild and windy. I was casting off. And wouldn't you know it, on those sort of occasions, it's always when somebody else arrives to oversee what you're doing. You know, somebody who comes in with all the knowledge in the world to watch what you're doing.
So, that guy.
Oh, is this like some random?
A random walks up. First of all, he says, "You're Damien Leith from The Voice." Well, it wasn't The Voice, but that's okay.
That's all right. Yeah. One of those reality TV shows.
I was glad to think that he thought of something more recent. I said, no. And so he thought, so have you fished before? Have you caught anything? And I was like, no, we haven't caught anything yet. So he decided to stand there and watch the whole process.
Oh,
and was
no.
he telling you, giving you tips on
giving
what you should
me
be
tips
doing?
And all that. But that's when I got a bite. I got a bite. He spotted it first. This stranger spotted it. He says, "Yank it, yank your fishing rod."
Yeah.
So I yanked. And the minute I yanked, lo and behold, the fishing rod started to bend.
So you got something.
Oh, you bet I did. I tell you what.
Bending.
This thing was bending.
A big bend.
Oh,
big.
This was massive. This was, I called Jarvis over. I said, "Jarvis, you're going to have to help me with this one." "Eric, come on.
This is a group effort. It's a marlin."
Nice. This was like Hemingway. This is the old man in the sea. This was massive. Mm. The fishing rod could have broken at any point. I mean, and I was just reeling it in. I was sweating profusely.
So how big was it?
Well, look, eventually when it came up, all right, it was a trevally.
Oh, trevally. They're a good fish. They're a good big fish.
They're good eating too, aren't they?
Yeah,
with this dinner?
Yeah. Well, look, ordinarily they're really good.
They're like as big as your arm, those things. They're massive.
Oh, wow.
Do you remember in Austin Powers when they made a mini-me? All right. Yeah. This is the mini-me of a trevally. Okay. This was less than the size of my hand. And my Australian Idol friend, the stranger, starts laughing his head off, laughing at me, saying, "Mate, you need to stick to the singing." Yeah. I was like, "You need to stick up, get lost."
You need to start going to the gym too, because if that's that big, that's cool. Fish.
Come on.
Wave FM's Jaden Straney. Now with Damien Leith.
Oh, hello.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. We love the Wollongong Master difference.
Your mate Shannon Noll dropped into Wave FM on Saturday, Damien.
Yes, he did. He was in town for his Raw and Uncovered gigs. He was playing at the Heritage Hotel, sold them out. He had two shows there. Now, Jade, you were curious about what Uncovered actually covered.
Oh, yeah, when we chatted to him last week, I thought maybe he was channeling Magic Mike.
No, but he wasn't nude when he came into the studio here.
He
was fully
on.
Dressed, yeah.
And then, which is, you know, it was a surprise. Well, I had Mama Jube wanted to come along.
Yes.
Maybe after hearing that interview.
Ah.
And we have a whole family, and then my husband thought, "I'm going to pack some beers."
He did.
What a legend.
He unloaded them to everybody.
What a legend.
I'm like, "Sweetie, it's a one-song concert." Okay?
Exactly. We're going to be there for around about 4 minutes, mate. And I'll tell you what, it was a great performance.
Damien,
you brought your guitarist Eric along with you. And Shannon said, "All right, well, let's get straight into it." So the rooftop performance, Shannon Noll, along with Damien Leith and his massive hit single, Lift.
Seems like
live.
We promise.
So good.
Yeah, great performance.
That was so good. And look, such a good performance considering you guys did not rehearse it at all.
We did not rehearse it.
Just kind of went, "Hey, go on, mate. You've been good. Yeah, been well. Okay, let's play a song." Good. How do you do that?
Amazing.
There's some tricky chords in that song, actually, I got to say. But hey, he's a major talent. He's a great guy to catch up with as well. And I heard his shows were fantastic. So,
And I don't know if it's the camera angle, but is he on a... You do look tiny. Like, short.
Well, look, I am a little... He's probably the same height as Straney.
He's a little bit shorter than me, and I'm 6'3".
He's
so
tall. But he's slimmed down quite a bit.
He has, hasn't he? He's lost a bunch of weight. Looks good. And of course, he is on that tour. I know that he's going to do shows around the region as well, now that he's already done that.
Anything else about his body there that you've taken note of?
I can't see as much because I thought he was going to be uncovered.
You're really analysing the
good thing
whole...
is the video is online right now.
I'm really sorry. It's trying to take the eyesight off what I look like at the moment, the big pregnant fat chick.
Check out the rooftop performance. It's on our Facebook page right now, Wave FM 96.5. Another rooftop session done and dusted with Shannon Noll and Damien Leith at Wave FM.
Thanks to Wollongong Master.
Jaden Strain. Now with Damien Leith.
Hello. Hello. Fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.